Full Metal Jackie, bringing you 2 full hours of metal each and every week. With us on the show this week, the one and only Tom Gabriel Fisher. How are you, sir?
I'm doing very good. Actually, we had our first show with the new album two days ago. And I'm relieved now that that's happened. I'm doing very good now.
Fantastic. Obviously, the brand new record, Melana Kasmata. It's been a long time in the making. We're all very excited. It's here. And the music is great. And Tom, in terms of time, creativity, and emotion, the making of Melana Kasmata was a long journey for you. What makes the end result worth such a painstaking and painful process?
I'm the last person to know that. I created music. I cannot possibly rate it. And it's been such a difficult album that I myself still have a very critical stance regarding this album, and I haven't even been able to listen to it in one go. So I really have to leave this up to you or our audience. I first have to digest this whole process that took like 3.5 years, and you have to ask me again in half a year. So.
It's Full Metal Jackie. Let's check out a new track off the latest Triptychon record. This is Breathing. Full Metal Jackie, that was new music from the Amity Affliction. Their album, Let the Ocean Take Me, comes out on June 10th. Tom Gabriel Warrior with us on the show, talking about the new Triptychon record, Melana Kasmata, which is out in stores now. And Tom, more music recorded throughout the making of the new album might be released as a mini album or an EP. What separates those other songs from Melana Kasmata, and what do you like about them?
Nothing much separates them. We simply didn't want to create an album that's overly long. It's already a very long album, and we thought the first album was a bit on the long side, so we tried to restrain ourselves, and we wanted the album to have a natural, organic flow. And so these are the songs we select for the album, and we simply had material left over. There's also one or two songs that we will record. So there's still plenty of material left over, and that's the reason why we're thinking about further release.
It's Full Metal Jackie, Tom Gabriel Warrior with us on the show tonight. Quick break still to come, Josta's weekly pick from the pit, a premiere from Sworn Enemy, and more with Tom, so stick around. It's Full Metal Jackie, Tom Gabriel Fisher from Triptychon with us on the show. We're talking about the new Triptychon record, Melana Kasmata, and Century Media was open to your vision and work to produce a special edition box set version of the new album that meets your high standards. Creatively, how important is that type of non-musical collaboration to a band?
It's extremely important. To me, it doesn't take a backseat to the musical process. As people who have followed my career will readily know, The visual side has always been as important as everything else. A good album for me needs to be a combination that really works together on every level, lyrics, music, and visuals. I know a lot of bands separate that and put the focus on the music, but for me it's always been a full package.
It's Full Metal Jackie talking about the new Triptychon album, Melana Kasmata. It's out in stores now. Tom Gabriel Warrior with us on the show. Going to take a quick break, and Tom will pick a tune after this. Angel Witch and Baphomet. Tom Gabriel Warrior's choice. He's our guest on the show tonight, talking about the latest Triptychon record, Melana Kasmata. It's out in stores now. And Tom, what is it about H.R. Giger's art that you think makes a perfect visual interpretation of your music?
Well, in my eyes, first and foremost, he's the greatest living surrealist on this planet. In my eyes, he's the Hieronymus Bosch of our time, and he's a genius. I'm an art enthusiast, but I cannot name a single artist who has reached his kind of vision and his kind of craft. In addition to that, he manages to show darkness with an incredible beauty with aesthetics. Unlike everybody else, it's not just gore or occultism. It's something really, really beautiful. And there's so many levels to it. It would take a book to describe everything that moves me about this art.
It's Full Metal Jackie. Quick break. We've got the Death Clock Brutal Pick of the Week and more with Tom Gabriel Warrior after this. It's Full Metal Jacket, Tom Gabriel Warrior with us on the show. And Tom, I have to tell you that one of my favorite times getting a chance to see Triptychon was at Wacken a few years ago. It was this amazing experience. I can't even tell you. It was my first time at Wacken, and just your performance, you know, you guys performing was my favorite of the evening, and it was just intense. And I'm looking forward to when you guys might come back to the States. Do you have any idea when that might be?
Well, we're always looking forward to going back to the States. We've had fantastic concerts in the United States. Unfortunately, it's become extremely difficult due to, I guess, political or government processes for European bands to get work permits and to fulfill all the tax regulations and everything. I've been touring the United States ever since the 1980s, and it's been much, much easier back then. So it's become quite a challenge to actually make it over there for a band from Europe. But, of course, we're all dying to play there. We have a fantastic audience there. We have a lot of personal friends there. And besides the Maryland Death Fest, there are some other ideas floating around that we're talking about right now. So all I can do is assure you that once we can get all the administration out of the way, we definitely want to come over there.
Fantastic. Well, looking forward to that, because I definitely want to see the band again live, and looking forward to seeing these songs played live. The new album, Melana Kosmata, out in stores. Tom, I really appreciate you being on the show. Always a pleasure to talk to you.
The pleasure is all mine. It's an honor.
It's Full Metal Jacket, and we've got more metal on the way.